Okay, time for the latest arts news with Claire Nichols. Hi, Claire.
Hello.
Now, there's been an interesting development in the question of whether Netflix should be eligible for the Oscars.
Yeah, this debate goes on. You'll know, of course, Roma was in contention for the Best Picture Oscar this year. And what Netflix did there was release the film in cinemas for about 3 weeks before pushing it to the streaming platform. But there are still people who weren't happy with that. Last month, it was revealed that the director, Steven Spielberg, who's on the board of the governors at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, had planned to propose a rule change that would bar films that debut on streaming services or that only have a limited exclusive run in theatres from contention for the awards. His stance was that movies made for Netflix were movies made for TV and they should be eligible for Emmys instead of Oscars. Spielberg has seemingly since backed away from that position a bit.
Yes, well, he's also come out and basically revealed a new alliance that he has with Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, exactly. So he's working with a rival streaming service, which might, you know, explain why he might have changed his stance there. But regardless, the American Department of Justice has got involved in this now, Jason. It wrote a letter to the Academy saying that changes that bar Netflix and streaming services from the Oscar could raise antitrust concerns and violate competition law. In a letter obtained by Variety, the chief of the antitrust division says, in the event that the Academy, an association that includes multiple competitors in its membership, establishes certain eligibility requirements for the Oscars that eliminate competition without pro-competitive justification, such conduct may raise antitrust concerns.
Oh, so has the Academy responded?
The Academy says it's received the letter, it's replied, and the Board of Governors is due to meet later this month for its annual awards rules meeting. So it'll be interesting to see if any changes are proposed then. And just for your enjoyment, Jason, the actress Helen Mirren has been making headlines this week for her take on Netflix. She was appearing at CinemaCon in Las Vegas to promote her new movie. And I can't use the exact language, but she apparently told the crowd, "I love Netflix, but F Netflix." CinemaCon is obviously all about the cinema industry, so she was really preaching to the choir there. But she did say to them, "There is nothing like sitting in the cinema as the lights go down. I would like to thank you guys for making that environment possible."
Yeah, I have to agree with her, actually. But I have a very nice couch at home as well. So finally, Claire, farewell to Jeff Harvey, one of the great Australian small screen, I think, iconic figures, at least from my memory as a child growing up in the 70s, especially watching the Mike Walsh Show. And
yeah, he was a real fixture of Australian TV for nearly four decades as Channel 9's music man. He spent 22 years at the piano on the Midday Show. He ran Carols by Candlelight for almost 20 years. He also composed some pretty iconic theme songs for Channel 9. This is him on 60 Minutes in 1997, playing through some of his most famous compositions, starting with the theme song for The Sullivans.
That was, wow, good. That worked well. The Sunday Show theme, which I love for our Sunday Show, is... That was quick. A Current Affair, I did that one, which is... etc, etc. That's nice and loud, that's good. And it's a little known fact that I wrote the theme for 60 Minutes and it was so bad that they used a click instead.
That's not true.
Boom, boom.
So that was the
late... He was so cool. And he always dressed well. He always dressed really elegantly as well.
He did.
Back in the days, nice suits and always well turned out.
He's died at the age of 83. There's been a host of his former colleagues paying tribute to Jeff Harvey.
All right, thanks. That's Claire Nichols there with Arts News.